You're listening to The Rush, Ryan Doyle, Tamara Cherry. It is Wednesday. We normally have a visit from Toronto Mayor John Tory at 5:35 because of some scheduling issues. The mayor has been kind enough to join us at 5:20 this afternoon. Mr. Mayor, great to have you back on the program.
I'm glad to be back. And the scheduling issue, of course, is this wonderful program I've heard a bit of today when I've been in the car that you're doing to pay tribute to Indigenous communities. And I really commend the radio stations. I think a number of them around the country did that, including 1010. So thank you for that.
Yeah, I was just writing to somebody, a friend of mine, who had texted me saying these are really thought-provoking that they've been listening on their way home, and they truly are. You know, I hope at the very least they'll be the subject of some conversation tomorrow during Canada Day.
Exactly, and part of the problem is, I mean, I was a Canadian history student before I went to law school, and they didn't teach anything about this because I think people were ashamed, and I guess it was maybe considered not to somehow form part of our history. But, you know, now everybody's learning a lot more about it and realizing just how horrifying it was and how today we just can't even imagine such a thing. And I think you're right, tomorrow's a good day to spend a little bit of time, you know, thinking about that, but also thinking about the fact we have the freedom to talk about these things and to deal with them and address these problems. So there's lots good about the country, but there's some things where we've lost our way, to say the least.
There's been a lot of conversation, and I actually woke up to some of this on John Moore's show on Moore in the Morning about Moss Park and about our city's homeless. There was one activist who our listeners are familiar with, Desmond Cole, who was on with Moore in the Morning this morning, calling you out and calling the city out. I'm going to play the clip, and I think it's only fair that you get a chance to react to what he's accusing you of. Have a listen.
Yep. And John Tory and the city council have just decided that these clearings are somehow humane. They've convinced themselves that this is the right thing to do, and the residents of Moss Park have organized to say, we don't need to be treated that way. You don't need to bring a bulldozer to a negotiation about housing. You don't need to bring hundreds of police. And so they are standing up to say what their demands are going to be for housing and what they expect from the city of Toronto instead of this violence.
John, Mayor Tory, there were three words that I kind of took out of that. Resident of Moss Park. I'm not sure how you can be a resident of a city park that is run by the city. Negotiations and, you know, the idea that this is some sort of back and forth that's going on here. What did you make of that comment this morning?
Well, I mean, let's put to one side the law, okay? Now, you can't really put the law to one side, but these camps, you know, people, if I was just to go to any park and set up camp, or you were to, this is illegal. And so that's one thing. But what's more important is that in those very same encampments that he talks about as somebody's residence, there have been 120 fires so far this year. There have been 117 calls to EMS, to the paramedics, to come to deal with various problems. These places are not healthy and they're not safe, aside from the fact that they're illegal. And the worst, I mean, the Toronto Star put it very well, and they said that is not a form of housing for people to have a tent or a structure in a park. And so we have spent, and you've heard me say this, we went 20,000 times, including to Moss Park, ask people and to ask them to accept a form of housing. And we had various options. We took them on tours, and we worked and worked at that, 20,000 different calls. And eventually, when you get down to the point where there's, you know, a handful of people have left, but dozens and dozens of structures. And you see, this is the other thing. The people that Mr. Cole wants us to negotiate with, quote unquote, are people when we go and say, well, could we take the empty tents out of the park because there's nobody living in them? They say no, that we won't allow you to do that. This is the duly elected, you know, legally entitled government. And so we're making the biggest efforts, Ryan, in decades, if not ever, in the city to build more supportive housing and affordable housing and to build it very quickly with this modular housing we're doing. That's what the people in the encampments, the residents, need. They need that supportive housing with supports, and we're doing it. We've built more units than probably ever in any 1 year period before, and we're going to continue to do it. The federal government announced more money today. But the camps are not an answer. And I stand by that. I'm sorry, we've resumed our activities trying to get people to voluntarily go inside since the incident at Trinity Bellwoods Park. But, you know, you can't let the other encampments sit there, including in Moss Park, forever. It's not the right thing to do for the people experiencing homelessness as well as for the rest of the city.
Now, Mayor, moving on to another housing story and a disaster, the disaster in the Miami condo collapse, of course. We're learning today 4 more bodies have been found, bringing the death toll up to 16. And I remember this conversation happening after the Grenfell Tower fire back in 2017 in London. People back then were wondering, well, could we potentially have this problem here in Toronto? What can you say about whether or not the city is looking at reviewing buildings' structural integrity in Toronto after what's happened in Miami?
Well, the good news is we have established already among the highest standards anywhere. So, for example, when you refer to fire, we have annual inspections of all the buildings, which is something that is unsurpassed as a standard anywhere. annual inspections. Other places do it every so often, but we do it every year. We have, building standards and building inspections that people complain about. I mean, people who are building buildings complain about them because they say, well, they're too frequent, too rigorous, and so on. And so you never say never in the context of things that happen that have to do with structural integrity. But I would say to you that the standards we have applied in Toronto to new projects and to existing buildings and to our public structures. I mean, I was asked a question on television yesterday about the Gardner. And I said, well, look, you know, we are in the midst of replacing it. Some of the traffic hassles that people faced over the last year and a half was because we took the deck of the Gardner east of Jarvis Street and replaced it because it was nearing the end of its life and we didn't want to take any chances. So I think here we're very careful about that, knowing you can never achieve perfection, but we're very careful, and I would hope that you learn lessons even from what's happened down there, that terrible tragedy. And I feel so sorry for, you know, of course, the families that are missing people still, but also just for anybody who lived there. I mean, it'd be a horrifying experience.
So there is a review going on, or a review isn't needed because our standards are already so high?
No, I'm saying that in the wake of this, there will be some report written, and that's the kind of report that I assure you every government in North America will read, if not in the world, to say, well, what was missed there, and make sure that whatever our standards are, that they are higher than that, or at least, they're higher than that. And so I'm just saying to you, the review that's going on is continuous. I mean, they're always looking for things that happen and cases that are written up and other things like that to find ways in which you can, you know, anticipate unanticipated problems and to raise the highest standards possible. I think our standards here in Ontario, because it's an Ontario building code, are very high.
Yeah, and it is important to note too that we still don't know what caused that condo collapse in Miami. No. So we can't point to a cause and find out if it's going to happen here.
That's right.
Very quickly, I was talking about this pilot project earlier in the show, and I promised the audience I would ask you about it. First of all, I think you should run any pilot project by me. I'll just give it a thumbs up, thumbs down, and then you can go ahead with it. But that's my opinion. This idea of brown bins, where the hell did it come from? And who thought this was a good idea to even test? I could have told you as a homeowner, the bags are where it's at.
Well, look, I think we're always trying to find ways that are, you know, more convenient for people. And I mean, there is a problem sometimes with government thinking it knows best. I mean, I will admit to that. And it's just people who think they have a better idea. And, I guess one of the reasons we do pilot projects, though, is so that we can sort of see who's right. And usually the people are right because people have their own instincts for these things and they know what they want to use and how they want to do things. But we try these things and we tried out the new green bins, which have been a great success. And that's not changing from paper to something else, but it was a new bin. It was bigger. It had different locking on it, and they've worked. So, you know, it's one of those things where if you did it across the city and just implemented it, people would be mad at that. If you didn't try anything new at all, people would be mad at that. So it's like every other issue, Ryan. You just live with the fact that there's going to be somebody who's going to disagree with what you do no matter what, and you try your best, and if it turns out that it doesn't work, then you abandon it.
We promoted this, and I wanted to get your quick take on it. There's a report out talking about that the TTC should consider cheaper fares, more frequent service to boost ridership. That's according to a transit group. Do you agree with any of what they're putting out today?
Well, of course I do, but I mean the problem is somebody has to pay for it. And so your municipal government, your city government, presently puts about $800 million a year into subsidizing the transit. There is no subsidy received from any other government, so the rest of it is paid for by the customers, the passengers. And we have adopted a fare pass, it's called, for lower-income people to get a significant discount. We have significant discounts for children under 12 travel free. So we've done those things to help families to be able to afford the TTC. And we have improved service substantially as opposed to cutting it, which was done in the latter part of the 90s and the early part of the 20s. So we're doing those things, but we can never do as much as some of the advocates want. And that's fine. It's their job to push because it has to be paid for. And I think there's a limit on how much tax people can pay, and there's a limit on how high fares can go. And those are the two places we're getting the money at the moment, from property taxpayers and from the fare-paying customers.
Mayor Tory, thank you so much, and we appreciate you coming on a little earlier with us today.
No problem at all.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now.